WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. It's after 7 p.m. Here is Frankie Goes to Hollywood on Max FM.
Relax, don't you rest when you wanna go to rest. Relax,
90s, and more.
Max FM. We'll be right back.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Yeah.
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
When I'm working, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And when the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home, I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's growing over you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave hanging out with you on Thursday. You know, I'm kind of enjoying this weather. It's been a little bit cooler. I'm enjoying it. It's been dry out. Of course, we do have that chance of rain tomorrow, but you know what? I'm going to take it when we can get it. Here is Toto on Max FM.
I hear the drums echoing tonight. And she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. 12:30 flight, the moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, "Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you."
Rains down in Africa.
dogs cry out in the night as they grow restless, longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
Thank you.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Thursday night. The Sauk County Fair is back. It's going to be there July 8th through the 14th. Free walk-in gate. Always a great time. We are only 10 days and 15 hours away from the Sauk County Fair. Now I'm getting a little excited about it because you know what? We're going to be broadcasting live out there. Corey Hartman and I were meeting last night just to kind of go over some things, and it's going to be a great week to be at the fair. So our plan is we're going to be out there Wednesday, July 17th through Saturday the 20th. I'm planning to be out there all of those days broadcasting live from the Sauk County Fair. Not sure what we're taking along with us. I did see some of the fun stuff in the studio, so I'm hoping I get to bring along some stuff, maybe give away some water bottles. I saw some Frisbees there, so looking forward to attending the Sauk County Fair with all of you. So again, that starts on July 8th. We'll be out there starting on July 10th. Coming up, we will have a look at weather music by David Bowie on Max FM.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amberlux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, jewelry, and much more for women and men. Check out their new tween section for children's sizes 10 and up. Woman owned and operated, Amberlux's Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added weekly, so stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amberlux Consignment Boutique.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, slight chance of a shower toward daybreak, otherwise mostly cloudy, and a low around 60. Showers and thunderstorms are likely on your Friday with a high near 75. It'll be a bit breezy. Breezy with showers and thunderstorms Friday night, a low of 67, becoming sunny Saturday, 83. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce is perfect for summer grilling. Get it now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, 71 degrees.
99.7.
Put on
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Heard it from a friend who. Heard it from a friend who. Heard it from another you've been messing around. They say you got a boyfriend. You're out late every weekend. They're talking about you and it's bringing me down. But I know the neighborhood. And talk is cheap when the story is good. And the tales grow taller. Take it on the run, baby. If that's the way you want it, baby, then I don't want you around. I don't believe it, not for a minute. You're under the gun, so you take it on the run. You're thinking up your white lies. You're putting on your bedroom eyes. You say you're coming home, but you won't say when. But I can feel it coming. If you leave tonight, keep running. And you need never look back again. You take it on the run, baby. If that's the way you want.
Some of them hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Thursday night. If you're supposed to be at work at 9 a.m., what time do you get there? 8:45, 9, 9:05, 9:15? Or is it anyone's guess? According to a survey, almost half of Gen Zers between the ages of 16 and 26 believe that being 5 and 10 minutes late is essentially the same thing as being on time. The importance of punctuality increases as you get older because as you become sick of people thinking that their time is more important than yours. 40% of millennials say that they're forgiving colleagues for running 10 minutes late, but 26% of Gen Zers are okay with it, and a whopping 70% of boomers say that they have zero tolerance for any lateness. Now, I'm going to say people that I know that age is really not specific to this. Now, I've had a co-worker who retired. I'm not going to pick on them too much, but they were sometimes late to work. What was on time for them? They could have been 15 minutes late, maybe 30 minutes late, and that was still acceptable. Or they would call in and say, hey, I'm running late. And it's like, wait. So, no, I don't think it's really age specific. What about me? I try to be 5 to 10 minutes early to work because I don't want to be the guy that's late to work. I don't want to hold somebody else up, but that is just me. But I will say this after reading this. I don't think it's an age specific thing. I'll leave that up for all of you decide tonight on what you think is best, because I'm still kind of laughing about, because I also should mention getting here on time. It definitely varies, because, you know, no one's going to really notice if I'm a minute or two late, because, you know, I got to listen to the news and the weather and stuff like that. So in theory, I could be like 5 minutes late. No one's going to notice. Well, provided nothing else weird is happening, I should preface it with that. So, but no, generally I try to get here a few minutes early, just because if something's going on, I want to know about it. I want to look through what I'm going to talk about. So yeah, I would say it's up to everyone's individual preference. So not going to go with age specific tonight. That's my words of wisdom anyway. I hope everyone has a great rest of your Thursday night. I'll be back on Friday night. That means the weekend is in sight. Coming up next, our 50-minute music hour continues with Shannon on Max FM.
Mouthwatering steaks, seafood, sandwiches, and Black Angus burgers. Hi, this is Jason from Jay's Pub and Grill in Reedsburg. If you're looking for the perfect place for a quick lunch or a date night out, Jay's offers a little bit of everything, even a huge kids menu. Jay's is also the place for holiday parties, banquets, baby showers, and any other upcoming events you are planning. We feature Wisconsin tap beer, a great wine list, and a full bar. Jay's Pub and Grill in Reedsburg has something for everyone. We'll see you soon.
Shooting for peace of mind and protection, you're on target with Dez Tactical Arms in Baraboo. Our semi-private training is one of a kind in the industry. Keep up your skills by building muscle memory through repetition as you practice on the 10-lane shooting range. Ask about Dez's custom-made rifles, Wisconsin concealed carry classes, and more at DezTactical.com. That's DezTactical.com of Baraboo.
The Spring Green Arts Fair is a juried fair with over 180 artists, fine arts, displays of graphics, photography, glass, jewelry, pottery, sculpture, and much more. Proceeds from artists and local food offerings are granted to nonprofit community needs in the arts. The Spring Green Arts Fair has been held for over 50 years in beautiful downtown Spring Green, Saturday from 9 to 5 and Sunday 9 to 4. SpringGreenArtFair.com.
Big deals. 1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
We tend not to think about right now, but right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. When you give to the V Foundation, 100% of your donation goes directly to game-changing cancer research. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you. Donate at V.org, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
We started dancing and
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.